Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Mitchell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Essien and he is out, Dent applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gar. Washington reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive towards first. Spencer catches it and throws to second to double up Bando. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-0 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ten Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy strikes out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Bando moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tenarche scores. Bando scores. Baylor moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley is walked intentionally. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ten Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ten Arche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Jim Essien. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister is hit by the pitch. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to home to get Kelly. Bannister moves to third. Garr moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Garr scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Horta moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Todd now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Orta moves to third. Stein moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.